Welcome to the update. I'm Eleanor Quirk. Hundreds have rallied in Ballarat calling for an end to violence against women. It follows a spate of deadly attacks on women in the Victorian town, including the presumed murder of Samantha Murphy, whose body remains missing. Her husband Mick says he's touched by the community support for his wife.
Kind, caring, loyal, offer her help to anyone at any time. So that's, and always smiling and happy and, you know, so that's just what people to remember Sam, how she was.
New South Wales Liberal candidate Simon Kennedy is hoping the party will retain the Southern Sydney seat at the Cook by-election, the balance being held to replace former Prime Minister Scott Morrison, who's retired from politics. Labor has decided not to run a candidate, but a number of independents and minor parties are contesting the seat. Mr Kennedy says he's committed to representing the electorate's priorities.
Representing those people struggling with cost of living, representing people who want housing, representing people who want lower energy prices, representing those small business owners who are getting strangled in red tape or strangled by higher taxes. I'm focused on delivering for the people of Cook.
Israel is bracing for a direct attack from Iran within days. US intelligence reports suggest the attack is imminent, with fears it could spark a regional war in the Middle East. President Joe Biden says Israel has the full support of the United States.
We are devoted to the defense of Israel. We will support Israel, we will help defend Israel, and Iran will not succeed.
And the beauty industry is under fire for pushing products on impressionable teens. The TGA is warning that young Australians are damaging their skin as the use of anti-aging products continues to rise. The use of formulas containing retinol, alpha and beta hydroxy acids and vitamin C is resulting in increased cases of irritation and allergic reactions. Sport and entertainment are next. To sport, and Essendon upset the Bulldogs by 29 points at Marvel Stadium. Bulldogs coach Luke Beveridge says they missed too many opportunities.
Behind closed doors, came here feeling pretty bullish about our chances, and in the end it's a disappointing night. As it rolled on, we just didn't get anything going.
A second-half surge from the Canterbury Bulldogs wasn't enough to get the side over the line, going down to the Storm 16-14. Bulldogs skipper Stephen Crichton says despite the loss, it was a strong effort by his side.
Every game this year we've been in the game and been in the fight. Bale just missing in a few moments, key moments where we could have capitalised and bounced the ball, could have went our way. But yeah, there's a massive belief in there of what we're doing.
To entertainment, and Selena Gomez has slammed a rumour that she once dated the grandson of US President JFK. The pop star and actress weighing in on the rumour online, saying she's never met Jack Schlossberg. And celebrity designer Roberto Cavalli has died. The Italian fashion icon, famous for his patented animal prints, was 83. And that's the latest from the Nova podcast team. We'll see you again soon for another episode of The Update.